Well, there's music playing.
Yeah, that's always a plus.
I'm not sure what happens next. What do I do? Fishman, help me. It's the same fish time, same fish channel. Oh my gosh, what do we do now?
Go over all bunch of fun stuff.
See, I knew you would have the answer. Fishman is my hero. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a frog. No, it's Fishman.
A little strange, I can only imagine that one.
It stole it from Underdog.
I don't remember the Fishman part.
No, that was just me.
Oh, okay, that was just you adding to it. All right.
Like you say, I stole it from Underdog, but it wasn't a direct plagiarism.
Penelope, what was her? Penelope Purebred?
Yeah, Penelope Purebred.
I remember that cartoon. I like that cartoon.
Yeah, there was a lot of good ones back then.
Yeah.
Nowadays, yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
They're either amazingly stupid, kind of like, you know, stoned out adult stupid, or just silly. And Terry was telling me, there was a story, a woman waded into the water to pet an alligator.
Really?
And she walks out, and they're trying to say, don't, it's a wild, that's a wild gator, don't. Oh, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. I guess she reached over to pet it and went under the water, and she turned around, it came back, got her.
Really? Genius.
Oh, that's funny.
Darwin's theory at its finest right there.
Yeah, you can tell it's city people. City people always, for some reason or other, seem to think the whole darn world's a Disney movie. You know?
Yeah.
Greg was saying some woman was out west and there was a buffalo bison on the road when they had parks just started opening. And the thing's standing in the middle of the road, so she went out to pet it.
Mm-hmm.
It bumped her, threw her up in the air. I mean, you know, what are they thinking? Oh, it's so cute. It'll be fine. I'll be nice to it. Yeah, well, you're lucky it didn't eat your ass.
Right, exactly.
Neither one died, but that's why they're funny.
Just, I don't even know where to go with any of that.
Hey, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. Getting bit by an alligator because you went out to pet it. It's
like, explain that one to your insurance company for the hospital bill.
I don't think she should have got insurance for that. I mean, she should have paid that one out of pocket. You'd be that dense.
Right.
You know, for those of you listening up north, and thanks, and we really appreciate your listening and all that, but, you know, gators aren't going to bother you. Unless you walk up, try and pet the damn thing. You know, if you're out there fishing, the object is, you know, stand your ground. And if you see a gator coming, you know, more in your direction, just back out of the water. But, remain out of the water. And they usually will never attack. But
they're more interested in your fish that you're reeling in most of the time.
Yeah, they want the fish. They don't want you. But occasionally, you know, if you're out there in the water with it, you're wading out trying to pet an alligator. She's lucky. It was probably like a 5-6 footer. Couldn't do any real damage, you know. But that would have been an 8 or 12 footer. That woman would have never been found.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
2 feet makes all the difference. Difference between ooh and ah!
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, up on the Peace River, what's going on?
Been some mixed reports. There's been a few juvenile tarpon popping around up there, especially just above the Navigator. And then the snook and the redfish have been around those docks there in Harbor Heights. And a few over there on the Punta Gorda side also. Up along the Shell Creek area, I haven't heard too much this week. So many people are running south, chasing everything. Been pretty dismal up there, and I have the feeling that there's going to be a whole lot of people water skiing up there this weekend, tubing and water skiing.
We're up in the river.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it'd be awesome up there.
Yeah.
I love going watching the rednecks up there.
Yeah. Pretty good time.
A bunch of 4-year-old kids, you know. The only thing I miss is the old Florida outfit, little kids. When I moved to Florida, there was like a law that said little boys, little girls, until they got like 10, 11 years old, they all wore white cotton underpants. That was it. I mean, you look out at a, there'd be like 20 kids all there playing, and all you saw was a bunch of brown kids with, you know, white cotton underwear on, and they just go out there and wreck hell and havoc.
Completely tan or completely sunburned?
Oh, no, just completely tan, because once, after the first week, sunburn stuff's over.
Mm-hmm.
So, I-75, Darst?
Been a few black drum there, and a guy actually got into a handful of whiting the other day.
Okay. 41 Bridge.
Let's see, there's snook. Been some tarp in there, mostly some small ones at night. Been a few black drum during the day, a couple of Spanish mackerel, and a couple of cobia. It's been pretty decent up there.
Oh, wow, I don't even know what the heck that word is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm hitting all kinds of buttons.
Oh, gonna be one of those bad finger days.
It's gonna be. This is gonna be bad. If you can translate this, boys and girls, you're doing good. You're probably gonna want to listen this week.
Yeah. Each week you should put a little disclaimer at the top. Today's a good week with the fingers. Today's a bad week with the fingers. Just listen instead.
Yeah. You might want to just listen to this one. All right. Lashley Pier.
Some mangrove snapper, a couple of Spanish mackerel, and a couple of sharks. I got what looked like a baby bull shark, and then the other one I think was a black tip looking at it. It was really hard to tell from the angle that it was at. And then he said a couple other guys hooked into a couple sharks too while he was out there.
Okay, and Bayshore Pier?
Some sharks, a couple of cobia, a couple of triple tail, and a handful of whiting, and actually a guy caught two silver trout. He took pictures of them, let them go, because he didn't know what they were, and everyone else out there was telling him it was trout. And I'm like, okay, yeah, well, that is actually one that you can keep, because it doesn't have the spots on them.
Right, it's a non-regulated species.
Yep.
Just took a minute to fix some of last week's. It's as bad as this week's. I guess every week I have bad typing weeks. Okay, Porchella Canals.
Some pretty decent jacks coming through. Still a lot of people catching sand bream in assorted areas. Been hearing of some reports of some juvenile tarpon and a few black drum. And then it's mostly, like, for the snook, it seems like everyone that's catching them seems to be either an hour before sunrise or really, really, really late at night. I have not heard of too many during the day with some of the guys trolling through the canal. It's been kind of cool getting off at day, you know, right before sunset, because if I'm sitting out back, people are coming in from fishing and they're kind of giving me some of their quick reports as they're driving by. Been kind of cool.
Yeah, Elder Green Pier.
Some snook. Been a few tarpon, black drum, and a lot of small mangrove snapper. It's been kind of quiet there. The night fishing guys have been doing better in the boats, fishing for the tarpon that have been popping around along with a handful of snook. What they were saying, the snook are starting to thin out a little bit up there as far as sizable ones go. One of the guys was saying he actually saw four shrimp float by when he was out there fishing one night.
Really?
Yeah. Good sized ones. Yeah. Like, they got the little guys, and he's like, no, these guys were like your guys' selects or borderline handpicks. He's like, they were good sized shrimp. He said, one I saw jump, and I wasn't sure if it was a shrimp or not, but then I saw three other ones float by in the next 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Micro River area?
Throughout the whole main part of the river, some scattered Spanish mackerel, a couple of scattered cobia, and an assortment of sharks. And then if you're working the shoreline over there towards Tippy Canoe and the north end of the Myakka Cutoff, there has been some snook, a few redfish, and a couple of small trout. Kind of a mixed little barrage of stuff through there. The water's really clear. One guy was commenting, he actually kayaked out of the Tippy Canoe Park there. He said it's just, he only fished for a little bit. He was just having too much fun trying to study the different little troughs and potholes and different little things that he was seeing as he was going out into the main opening.
See, he's smart because he takes one day to memorize those bottom features and stuff where you only get to see that every 8 or 10 years. And that way for the next 8 or 10 years you know where the fish are going to be, versus the guy who just blows it off and goes, oh well, there's real clear in here. Yeah, take that day to learn, because you might not see that bottom again in there for 10 more years.
Well, he said you taught him that when he first visited into Pine Island Sound like 15 years ago. He came into the shop and you told him about going out there and just studying the bottom and learning some of the area. And now he lives up in Northport. He bought a place in Northport. He says he comes in all the time. I recognize him. But he said that was the first time you ever told him about learning the bottom. So he tries to do it as much as he can whenever it's visible.
Must be helping.
Yeah, no, it was just kind of cool.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll point him out next time he's in.
Yeah, you know,
you've taught billions of people.
Well, you know, like today I was showing this. It's a younger guy in his 20s, but really likes to fish, but he sucks at it. And you know, he holds a rod and reel like it's a pistol, and he doesn't understand how to use his arms, how to keep the rod in play, how to cast, all this stuff. You know, anybody can, you know, open the bail, grab it, and throw it on out there, and it'll land somewhere in front of you. But his buddy was listening. He goes, oh, thank God. I'm like, what? He says, I bet he's going to get better already. I'm not going to have to stop all damn day to get lures out of the trees. So
nice.
I took him out, and I showed him out back how to cast under the mangroves.
Nice. That's good stuff. And
he's like, oh. I said, yeah, that's what you do wrong. And he says, how'd you know that? I said, magic. You know, my sorcerer's hat.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen 1,000, 20, 30, 50, 80,000. You know, I figured it out. I was doing an average on the numbers.
Yeah.
We average 80,000 people a year through the store.
Wow.
80,000. Can you imagine that?
No.
Over the last 3 years, we've averaged an average of 80,000 people through the store in a year.
Holy mackerel.
It's like attraction, tourist attraction things people talk about, you know?
That's crazy.
It's just a little bait shop.
That's nuts.
I'm looking at it going, that can't be right. I'm thinking 20, 30,000 people or whatever. And I'm looking at it, we average 80,000 people over the last 3 years. Some years have been quite a bit more. One year, a little less than that. But you can safely say 80,000 people a year go through here.
Wow.
So, South Gulf Cove canals.
Nothing this week.
So none of the 80,000 are from South Cove Cove.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
You would think, I mean, two would be.
Well, a lot of guys have been buying worms and heading over there, but I haven't talked to any of them this week that I can recall.
God, it's crazy how little freshwater bait there is.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Any state that had, there's a couple of good Democrat governors, but mostly it's the Republican governors. They all left fishing open. Only, I think, two Democrat governors left fishing open. All the rest of them closed it down. But every state where the fishing was left open, everybody went fishing. And freshwater shiners, night crawlers, worms, they're like so hard to get because everybody's expecting like just a normal year. They didn't expect 8 times, 10 times the amount of people going freshwater fishing.
Right.
We had it in here. We couldn't buy enough freshwater bait to get through a week. And all through the South that went on. Wherever you had Republican governors, excluding with We get two or three stupid Republican governors and one or two really good Democrat governors. The guy in Louisiana was real good. But you, for the most part, it was literally split along party lines. But all them, people would never fish. Said, well, I'll go outside and go fishing. It's a good reason to go stand outside in the fresh air. And, you know, sunshine and fresh air is healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kills coronaviruses. It makes you healthy. Sunshine's good. Fresh air is good. They said during the Spanish flu, that's what they recommended back in 1917 and 18. They said, try and get outside and, you know, exercise and get in the sun, you know. And whether they knew or didn't know, it actually was the right thing to do. Being locked in a house is the worst thing you can do. But no one knew that at the time. At the time, everybody was going on. I think they did as well as they could under the circumstances.
Right.
But it's just like the smartest people I know are the ones who change their opinion with new information. And right now, you know what they know about the coronavirus?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. So you're either going to get it or you're not. If you hide in your house, you get a 70% chance getting it. Up in, they did a survey up in New York. Almost 70% of the people, new cases, were people who had been locked down.
Mm-hmm.
Not riding public transportation, not doing anything, literally locked down, and one person going to the grocery store like once a week. And most of the cases were from them. You got to be outside. You got to get your immune system up. Healthy stuff. You know, I guess the old timers had a little bit smarter than some of these new computer doctors.
All right.
Well, it's fresh air, sunshine, not good for you. So anyway, the West Wall.
It's been pretty slow over there until you get down to the southern end of it. There's still a few snook over there. Been getting some better reports of some redfish, along with a handful of pompano. And on top of the bar, there's been a few cobia. And some tarpon, but very, very few. It's just been like onesies and twosies, and they've been those juveniles, but they're not staying inside the trough. They're staying right on the outside of the bar. And then there's, of course, been schools of cow nose rays over there and manatees, so some of the people have just been going over there mostly sightseeing and just enjoying a nice, lazy morning or afternoon. One guy took his family over there for the boat ride because he'd been out fishing the day before and saw all of them, and he went back over there and they said they sat right there watching manatees and some cow nose rays for about an hour. He said his kids all got a kick out of it and they were taking pictures, just having a good time. Said he never even put the rod in the water. He just sat there and watched them have a good time and followed the stingrays and the manatees real slow drifting along or his trolling motor.
Well, people spend ungodly amounts of money to go to the zoo,
mm-hmm.
and see animals in cages and, you know, sort of captivity. And you hear, there's so many times you can go out and literally watch them do their thing unobstructed and just sit there quiet in the boat and watch them all do everything. You know,
yeah.
What more do you want? We live in a literal zoo.
Yeah. You just got to stop and take the time to look at it.
Okay. And funny, it's only figuratively a zoo because there's no fences or cages or anything. They're just out there running around. But right. Keep in mind, wild animals.
Yeah. Don't wade in the water with
Disney
them.
Disney movie.
You know, don't jump in to swim with them.
They bite and sting and do all kinds of nasty stuff if you make them mad.
Exactly.
Alright, K-Pays.
I'm still getting a kick out of that. Oh, geez. K-Pays got some Spanish mackerel, a few sharks, a couple of ladyfish. What else? That's about it. It's actually been kind of quiet over there with anything else.
Alright, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
The snook have been really quiet in there. Guys are seeing a lot of snook, but they're not catching many. And I keep trying to tell them it's too clear. And then the other guys that are catching redfish are just blind casting either shrimp or cut mullet or cut ladyfish up under the bushes. And they're catching an occasional snook that way. There's also been a handful of sharks inside of Bull Bay. And then the snapper bite is picked up just a little bit underneath a couple of the shacks there inside Bull Bay. other than that, there's been just so much boat traffic this week. I think a lot of people are just getting a little flustered. And the tides have been really weird. Been a lot of long, kind of very slow, flat tides. No major spikes to them.
Cape Hayes, Danger Reef.
Spanish mackerel and sharks. Been some big, like 3.5 to almost 4 foot sharp nose. Like really big for sharp nose. A few black tips, black nose, and even a couple of bulls and hammers.
Getting a lot of hard to identify sharks this year.
Yeah. Yeah. The angles are picking. Well, the crazy part is the water is so clear that looking at it, it looks good until you take a picture of it. Because, you know, you're looking at it through polarized lenses, it looks okay until you actually take a snapshot of it with your phone. And it's just far enough under the water where you can't quite identify it.
Well, the water distorts it, makes mm-hmm. the fins look longer or shorter or, you know, this or that. It's really tough to identify a lot of these pictures. I mean, I'm literally going through 2-3 people and then trying to get a consensus, you know, okay, I think it's either this or that. The next one says, well, that or the other. And, okay, well, it's probably this because 3 of us said this and 2 of us said that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's really been tough to tell this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Gasparilla Sound.
Well, that whole area has got some pretty decent snook and redfish all on the bushes going up into Whidden Creek and Catfish Creek. And then if you stay out on the open flats, they've been getting a few bigger redfish, but also some Spanish mackerel, some trout, some ladyfish, a few sharks, even been a few tarpon there right first thing at daylight in the morning throughout that whole basin. And then on the backside of Boca Grande, there's been a couple guys that have been over there getting some pretty decent-sized snook. They said that those fish are sitting anywhere from 10 feet to 100 feet away from the mangroves over there. If you can get into some of those flats over there, he said it's been really quiet because a lot of people either, A, don't know how to navigate it or have a boat that can't get in there. So he said it's been a little less pressure.
And was it full of?
Snook. Good-sized snook, and he said that some of them are sitting 100 feet away from the mangroves.
Yeah, because everybody's blowing along the mangroves, so they just moved out away from it.
Yeah.
When I was chartering years ago, I'd found this bay where everybody fished really hard all around the outside of it. And there was a couple of little sand trough pockets that were actually about a foot deeper than the surrounding water out in the middle of that bay. And I would wait. That was my afternoon spot, because once all the charter guys left, you know, at 2 o'clock, they're all done with their charters, they're all hauling butt, get in there about 3, 4 o'clock, and the fishing was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And because they had pushed all the snook out into the middle, because they were working the shorelines all day, you know, doing the snook redfish thing, and I found these fish out in the middle, and I would take people there late in the day, because I didn't do it when the other boats could see me.
Right.
And, man, we had a ball.
Well, I mean,
I had one guy I bat him double or nothing on the charter that he, I said, how many snook do you think is a good day to catch? And he said something like 15 or something like that on a charter. I said, if you don't double, I'll tell you what, if you can't double that, I'll give you the charter for free. If you double that, you pay me double the money. He gave me double the money and a tip. I forget how many he caught, but it was stupid numbers of fish.
Nice. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, well, it's nice when you, it was one of those periods where the weather was really stable.
Everything was in your favor.
Moved. Everything was staying right there, you know, and I knew the fish were there, and I knew where the bait was, I knew where everything was, and I could just go bump, 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 and go do it, and have those, you know, a trip that you would have, wait your whole life to have.
Right.
So, anyway, Placida, Gasparilla Pass.
Let's see, Spanish mackerel, been a handful of sharks, been some better mangrove snapper underneath the bridge instead of underneath the trestle. They've been actually getting some better mangs around the bridges. But there's just been so much boat traffic through there, I'm not getting a ton of reports, to be honest.
Okay. It's funny how people think that this corona, because Port Charlotte is just normal. The restaurants are back open, you know. We have tourists. We've got, you know, the roads have people on them. And you can't tell that a month ago there was, you know, a few days ago it was all coronavirus stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, how come this isn't or that? And you're like, coronavirus, remember? You know,
yeah.
They think that, okay.
Life goes back today, to normal.
Life is, you know, kind of normal. So, but they don't realize a lot of our stuff are in states where the governors have locked them down. They can't get in their factories. They can't get in the warehouses. They can't ship. It's really, it's going to be, we're going to feel it more over the next 2 months, the effects of the virus in the fishing industry, than we did during the last month, because we had a warehouse.
Right.
So we always kept an extra month's worth of stuff there. You know, so we had all this extra backstock. But now our backstock's gone. We're just, orders are trickling in. So we're going into some of our busiest months, and we're not going to be able to get all the product we usually have.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be different, you know, but we're working it out.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it there.
Absolutely.
Lemon Bay, Alex, for 500.
A lot of snook. Getting some good reports on snook coming through in groups, both on the mainland side underneath the docks and around all those islands throughout the whole area. And then there has been some sporadic schools of Spanish mackerel and jacks coming through that miserable mile area. And the jacks aren't giant, but they're like 2 to 5 pounds, judging by the one guy's pictures. So, still fun, especially since you're going idle speed only through that whole miserable area.
And I don't mind it in the winter, but in the summer, that is god-awful. If I get any chance, I'll go up in the Gulf. I swing out through Gasparilla Pass and come back in. It's, you know, Stump Pass.
Right.
I won't run that inside, but there's some days when it's rough or whatever. But you get some day in the summer where you got the wind coming out of the west and you can't run in the Gulf and you got to go up there.
Yeah.
Oh, God, is that hot. Because the banks get fairly high. So, yeah. And you're not allowed to run the boat more than a few miles an hour, so it is hot.
Yeah.
Englewood Pier.
Well, the Tom Adams have been getting some reports of, one report. They got Spanish mackerel. They got a couple of small mangrove snapper. They had one shark. And then they caught a whole bunch of pinfish, and they caught one small little lane snapper. It was kind of cute because it was about 5 or 6 inches long. They had one of their pinfish laid up next to it because the kids started playing right underneath the pier with little hooks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Venice?
I've got nothing up there yet.
Gulf of Mexico.
Well, let's see. 3 to 15 miles out, you got Spanish mackerel, an occasional school of bonita, permit and cobia hanging out over some of the wrecks. Wow, that was an interesting one.
I have no idea what that was. I hit something wrong.
Yeah. That was
okay,
really weird.
3 to 15 Spanish and Bonita?
Spanish and Bonita, along with some permit and cobia. And then at like 10 to 25 miles out seems to be where the better mangroves, some lane snapper, mostly smaller, and some red grouper. And then AJs are open for, I think, one more week, and I've only gotten a couple reports on those, and most of those were out 25 to 30 miles. And if you're really, really feeling froggy, like one customer going out 40 miles, there's been a lot of blackfin tuna out there, just blind trolling. He's looking for kingfish and wahoo and caught a bunch of blackfin tuna. I think they caught like 8 of them total between the 4 guys.
Okay. Walking the beaches, anything?
A lot of snook, but they're just looking at them, not catching them. Just been trying to educate people on how to use a lighter leader and make longer casts out in front of them so they can see them. Been a little tough with the clarity.
Okay. Sanibel?
I got nothing down there today. And I don't even know if that's opened yet. If it's open, it's open in this weekend, because I know the last few weekends, Sanibel itself has been closed.
It's not like, because it's so expensive, it's not like there's ever a lot of people on Sanibel.
Right, I know. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all.
You know, you gotta pay to get on the toll, you gotta, you know, and... Rich people.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Okay. Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's had some snook being caught off of it. And then there's been quite a few redfish being caught around some of those mangrove islands down there. And once again, the water is super clear down there. So people are just kind of talking more about that. I'm amazed how much they're seeing. Do you see where that spotted eagle ray jumped in the guy's boat down there? And
no.
He was down... coming out of one of the Cape Coral canals there below Matt Lachey. And
really?
Like a 4-foot spotted eagle ray jumped in the boat. Just grazed his wife. She's fine, but they had to call Marine Patrol and Sheriff's Department to come in and help him get the stingray out of the boat. It was like a pontoon or deck boat, mm-hmm. So it had the railing around it. It was a solid 4-footer.
Across.
Yeah.
4-foot wingspan is what
yeah.
it
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about 80, 100-pound fish?
I might even go higher than that.
100, 125 pound?
I'd probably go with 100, 150.
Really?
They're thick. That middle of his body on a 4-footer is probably 10 to 12 inches thick.
Yeah. I forget that they're so different than a regular ray because they're very powerful. They love to jump. And you're probably right. That's probably about a 150.
Yeah, it left one of the barbs in the boat because the guy was holding it because they videotaped the whole thing when it showed it on the news. And the guy's kind of talking about it jumping in and glancing off of his wife, bruised her leg or shoulder, I forget. But he had the barb in his hand and it was a solid 6 or 7 inch barb that broke off inside the boat when the ray was flopping around. But they managed to throw a towel over it and kept it wet until the Sheriff's Department and Game and Fish showed up, and they were able to lift it up and throw it back in the water for it to swim away.
Wow.
It was pretty cool, but terrifying at the same time. One I've heard of locally that's actually been into a boat. We had that one year in the Keys where, 2 or 3 people got killed in a summer from that.
Yeah.
It was like the year of the jumping rays.
The year of the jumping rays. Stay tuned. Coming soon to a theater near you. Zombie rays. They're jumping. They're landing in boats. People are dying. Okay. Pine Island Sound.
Still beautiful animals. We got scattered, very, very scattered tarpon throughout the ICW down there, but this big, big snook along the mangrove shorelines. And along the backside of, what's that resort right there at Captiva?
Tween Waters, or?
Maybe that's it, but someone was saying on the backside of Captiva Pass, working their way south down behind that whole area,
mm-hmm.
catching a lot of big snook and a couple of big redfish, like 30-plus inch redfish, just fishing along the shore and some of those little docks there.
Right. Well, okay.
He had some pictures of a 35-inch snook. Some pretty quality fish.
North end of Pine Island?
North end of Pine Island, basically Spanish mackerel, some sharks. That's about it.
Burnt store, 2 pines.
Quite a few snook and a handful of redfish. And there has been a few pompano, ladyfish, and Spanish mackerel on the outside of the bar. And if you get out there into that 10 feet of water, there's been quite a few sharks. Black tips, a few bulls, small hammerheads.
Okay, the east side.
East side been a little scattered reports. We've got some snook all around like Pirate Harbor and just north of Pirate Harbor. A couple of redfish, mostly small guys like 16 to 20 inches. And then there has been some Spanish mackerel on the outer edge of the bar with a few sharks.
Uh, Alligator Creek?
The only thing I got in there has been some jacks. Guys are hearing black drum there in the burnt store aisles, but nobody says they've been catching anything. Doug was in the other day, and so was Jeff, and they were both talking about hearing the black drum through the canals, but not really catching anything.
Ponce Park.
I still got nothing there. You been getting anything out of there?
No.
I don't get it.
We went through the same thing with a lot of the different piers. We can go days or weeks and months and not really hear much.
It's just the longest stretch I've had for Ponce.
Yeah, that's true. Ponce de Leon, not Ponce de Leon, the Punta Gorda Isle canals.
Well, still some jacks, a lot of small snook. And then a few juvenile tarpon. And then the one guy caught the guy that told you about the snook.
Yeah.
That got bit in half.
Oh, you didn't... What happened with that?
He was fighting the snook at night. And while he was fighting it, it all of a sudden went slack. And he's like, what happened here? And reeled up half of his snook.
That's a bull shark.
That's what I figured. Because another guy said he actually got bit off a couple of times fishing with cut mullet because he was trying to fish for either big snook or tarpon or whatever, and he said he got bit off a couple times, and I explained to him about the customer getting a snook bit in half, which is strange because, I mean, out of all the years, I've never heard of that happening up in the canal.
No, but this
not surprising by any means.
The drought, Robert, the drought.
Yeah, but I mean, those bull sharks come up in there all the time. It's more surprising that I haven't heard of it more often.
No, but it's usually, you go back and somebody fell off a dock somewhere along the coast, I don't remember where it was, during that last drought we had, and got bit by a bull shark, because we think he landed on the bull shark.
Well, that was in Tampa Bay. He actually jumped off of his dock into a school of mullet that were freaking out, and he wanted to be cute, and it was being corralled by that bull shark.
Oh, gotcha. So, that just made the bull shark mad.
Yeah, but let's go pet an alligator.
Yeah, let's go pet an alligator.
It's like, hey, all those fish are jumping out of the water. Let's go look and see why.
Yeah, let's jump in there and find out. It's a whole bunch of mullet. There's nothing big be chasing around 3-pound mullet.
No, not at all.
Got to be little fish doing that.
Yeah.
You know, an alligator's got a brain that's probably about 3/4 inch tall and 1 inch long.
About the size of a peanut in its shell.
Yeah. Literally not enough intellectual matter to distinguish you between food and everything. Just kind of enough to know, you know, how to eat, swim, and fornicate. That's pretty much it. But if you think you can teach a gator something, you're wrong.
Right, exactly.
It's just whatever they get used to. And if it's wild, it's not used to you. Gilcrest Pier.
Two little bull sharks. That's about it. I don't know if you got any more from there.
No. Alligator Creek Reef.
Spanish mackerel on the southern part of it. One cobia that put a hole in the guy's net. I think you were talking to him the other day about that, because I overheard that part of it.
Yeah, we got another load of cast or landing nets in. Some really nice ones. I like those collapsible ones.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
because
nice.
The handle telescopes, it all goes down there, and then the net folds up on itself. You just pop it open, and boom, and then like less than $30 most of them, $20 to $30. Really good nets and great price.
Yeah. And definitely for the money, they're a nice net.
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised. And then there's one that's got a big, real big rubber mesh on it, but it's got a handle right by the top of the loop, so you can kind of scoop it up right from there and not buckle the handle up.
Yeah.
Really, some really cool stuff. And I was really surprised at the pricing we were able to get on those.
Yeah. Yeah, that rubberized net, it's a little bit more expensive than those other ones, but for what it is, it's actually cheaper than what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's built so durable.
$80 or $90, and the other ones that are similar to it, well over 100.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the other ones less than 30 were really good. Deep holes in the harbor.
Spanish mackerel, a bunch of sharks of assorted sizes, mostly the small guys, and really haven't had any tarpon reports out there in the holes at all. A couple guys have seen one here or one there, but they're definitely not catching any at all or seeing real numbers.
All right, freshwater stuff, what's going on?
Lots of tilapia. Tilapia been kind of the big talk this week more than anything else, and I don't know if it's because we're out of shiners or what, but Northport Canals, Rotunda, and a couple of guys started fishing out there at the Webb Lakes again, and they got into some tilapia and a couple bluegill. They didn't say it was exceptional over there, but they said they at least bent the rod and had a good day playing around.
Okay. Red dots.
Boca Grand.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's about it.
50-50 chance of catching a tarpon.
Just south of Captiva up to Gasparilla along the beach.
Alright.
That's it.
I'm going to put a chance in the holes.
Chance in the holes and a chance down by Knapp's Point and up towards Stump Pass. Because one guy did tell me he ran into some fish when he left Stump Pass coming down south, but that was the one and only report I got from above Gasparilla.
Any nighttime spots, Elder Bean?
Nope. A few little ones.
Hmm. Anywhere else?
Boca Grand. This whole week, a lot of guys, Jude, I think he's the vice president now of the PGI Fishing Club, him and a couple other guys have been going out there this week. He was out there. He said they went out at sunset Tuesday and Wednesday night. 75 boats. At 10:30 those nights, 40 to 50 boats were still in there fishing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Guys were averaging like 10 to 12 fish a night.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's been shrimp flushing out of there. There's been pass crabs flushing out of there. And I don't think we're but a week away from a new moon. So I don't know why that much stuff is flushing out right now. And they haven't been really exceptionally strong tides. They've been good tides, but not cranking.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Just goes to show you.
Mother Nature will always prove your supposed rules or guidelines wrong.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans.
Right. True.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I just click? I clicked the wrong thing. There we go. So what else is going on in the wide world of whatever?
I mean, so many people have been targeting the tarpon that the flats are getting left alone, so... With the water clarity the way it is, it's time to go out and just, if you don't want to deal with some of the chaos out there around those passes, go and enjoy the flats and go do some sightseeing and learn some of the contours of the bottom. You know, more often than not, the only time we can really learn the contours out there is usually in the dead of winter when it's blowing 100 miles an hour and cold when there's no water.
Right.
Now you have beautiful days, clean, clear water. Gives you some different perspectives on those things out there.
This might be the last couple of days of it. They're forecasting a lot of rain for the next week.
Yeah.
So
we might be a couple weeks early of starting with our kind of rainy season, huh?
Yeah, we could be losing our clear water here, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Be careful and enjoy your Memorial Day.
Yeah. Be safe. Florida's doing pretty good here, boys and girls. Life is kind of normal. I've been out to a restaurant 2-3 times now. You can go get haircuts. I don't know if anything's still closed.
I don't know. I haven't been out yet.
And a lot of people on the road. I mean, it's just kind of another day in Florida. So that's not a bad thing.
No.
If I'm going to be anywhere, I'm going to be right here.
Absolutely.
And I was so proud of our governor telling the media to go take a hike. You know, I mean, you got to give a chance, you know, let people have a chance at doing stuff. Most people are doing really good here.
Yeah.
You know, they're staying apart a little bit. A lot of masks being worn. Some people do, some people don't. But all in all, everything's pretty good. So I hope you and your state are doing well, and hopefully we'll see all you soon. And take care. Bye-bye.